The Yak Babies proudly present the Emi Machine. From English to Igbo to Maori and back again to English. Children are happy to take English resources to go and listen to English.
Welcome to Yak Babies. Bonus episode. This is a game episode. Thanks for listening. Here are the Personal Pals, of course. I'm Aaron. We got Dave.
Hi, I'm Dave.
Brick.
Aloha.
Brickamus, Brickleby, whatever his real name is. Dave, you have a game for us this time around. Tell us about this game.
I do have a game. You guys will remember that when we were the book hockey podcast, we did
Slapshot.
We did a game where we got to know the game of hockey, which none of us really knew a whole lot about.
Yeah.
Now that we're Yak Babies,
we certainly know what a Gordie Howe hat trick is now.
Now that we are Yak Babies, I figured it was time for us to get to know yaks.
Okay. Good.
So we're going to talk about yak facts tonight. I have 15 of them. Some are true.
Okay.
And yak some facts. Are false. Some are excellent. Things that I made up.
Yeah.
And I think it wouldn't be right if we didn't also add an element of Emi here.
Sure.
So it's going to be an Emi machine. Here's how it's going to go. First, I'm going to read, we'll go in order. First, I'm going to read the Emi translation of the yak fact. Fact.
Yak fact.
Yak fact.
Just call them yaks.
Y-A-K-F-A-Q.
Yeah.
So if you want to risk it, you can say true or false after the Emi translation, and you get 2 points for that.
Okay.
If you don't want to do that, then it'll come back to you with the yak fact in regular English.
Gotcha.
And then if you get that right, it's 1 point.
Yak fact.
All right. You guys get it?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to
see. I think I get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's
start with Aaron.
Oh, my God.
Aaron, number one, here's the Emi translation version of Yak Fact, number one. Sichuan folk literature is a source of coconut oil.
Fuck.
And if you want to pass, just say you get the, you can just ask for the fact in English.
So if I ask for the fact in English,
you only get 1 point.
You only get 1 point.
But I'm not passing the question to
Brick
just yet.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take the translation, please.
Okay. Yak testicle consumption is common among the Sichuan people who cook the testes in hot chili oil.
Whoa. I'm going to say true.
That, I'm afraid, is false.
Fuck.
But it's close to true. Yak penis consumption is common among the Sichuan people, and they do cook it in hot chili oil.
I mean, we've all known about that.
Yeah.
God damn it.
All right, Brick. Here's the Emi
once
version.
Ate balls together.
We did. We shared some balls together.
We did. It was meaningful.
It was a nice day. They were actually pretty good, too.
Yeah. Number two, the yak lamp is used in Tibetan techniques.
And that's absolutely true.
Oh, I'm afraid that's false.
Fuck!
The English version is candles made of yak dung are used in certain Tibetan religious ceremonies, and they are not.
Well, I think maybe we can start using yak dung candles for our podcast ceremonies.
Sure.
If we want to, then it would change, but retroactively.
I wonder how we get a hold of that.
Yak dung? I got a guy.
Come on.
I got a yak.
All right. Number three, Aaron.
Yeah.
Fire has been set up in Tibetan church.
True. I believe that.
That is true.
Yes.
Well done. Well done. Lamps in Tibetan monasteries are fueled by yak butter.
Interesting. Oh, yak butter.
Yak butter.
Wow.
Yeah. I kind of want to try it.
Not too far from yak candle.
Or dung.
Right.
Okay, Brick. Number four. Butter. Using the yak, the agent will be broken down, parentheses downwards, as a banana bowl, so she wraps the shaft and falls down and pulls one on the belt.
That's also true.
That is true.
Jerking off.
Well done.
Yeah. You gotta wrap the shaft.
Using yak butter.
Yak skiing involves a skier shaking and swiftly putting down a bucket of pony nuts. This attracts the yak, which charges downhill and pulls the skier uphill by means of a rope and pulley.
That sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah, it kind of does.
What are pony nuts?
Pony nuts are like food for horses. I looked that up. It was, I don't know why the what I read
like,
came across as pony
I
nuts.
Would,
it's not balls.
I would 1,000% ski behind a yak.
Yeah, I would yak ski.
A yak pulling you up a mountain.
Yeah, the yak
it's
runs
like a
downhill.
Rope it's like a rope tow, but with a yak attached to it.
A yak chasing after a bucket of nuts.
Sounds great.
That sounds...
All right, Aaron.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Number five.
Mm-hmm.
Take a nurse, play a horse in Mongolia last decade. Take a nurse, play a horse in Mongolia last decade.
It sounds like a lost version of The Gambler or something like that. Take a nurse. Fuck. I'm going to say...
Remember, you can ask for the fact in English, too.
Yeah, translate it for me.
All right.
Yeah.
Yak polo, played on yaks instead of horses, was pioneered in Mongolia over a decade ago.
True.
That is true.
Yes. Wait, what was it again? Take a nurse?
Take a nurse, play a horse in Mongolia last decade.
Take a nurse, play a horse in Mongolia
last decade.
You gotta know when to fold them.
All right, Brett. Number six. Beehives are well known to integrate their horns into human problems.
Whoa. True.
That is false.
That is false.
Wow.
Well done.
Beehives don't integrate their problems.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The false fact is male yak bulls have been known to insert their horns into the anus of male rivals. That does not happen.
Like Pumpkinhead.
John Wayne Gacy.
One of the hairstyles of the hare is to make the glass beans produced by the composers of the Chinese opera.
Whoa. I'm going to take a flyer and say true.
Oh, well done.
Yes.
Well done.
It seemed very true.
Yeah. A major use for the yak's coarse tail hair is to create fake beards worn by actors in Chinese opera.
Wow. That's insane.
All right, Brick, number eight. In Mongolia, when milk is used in leather, it is defined as, quote, cocktail as a heap.
That sounds like pornography.
It does. That is also false.
That is true, I'm afraid. In Mongolia, yak milk is fermented in a leather pouch and distilled as a, quote, milk wine called Archie.
Hell yeah. Drink some of that.
All right. Yeah.
What do we got? Aaron, you're up 5-4, and here's number nine. In Mongolia, which says if you are going to a business that will follow you every day?
I need a translation on this one.
Okay. In Mongolia, it is said that if you step in yak manure, good luck will follow you the rest of your days.
Ooh, false.
Oh, well done.
Ah.
Well done. Bully for you.
Nice.
All right, Brick.
For you.
Number 10. Gonna be true.
To protect her when it is cold, there is little vaccine and scam in men, and it covers the floor.
We're calling it scam these days.
I'm going to go with true.
Well done.
Nice.
Well done.
What was
the
that?
Tie. To protect against the cold, the udder in females and the scrotum in males are small and covered in a layer of hair.
Well, it's a good idea.
Sure. What's that going to do with the floor?
Ours are covered in a layer of hair.
Yeah. Mm. Mine aren't as small, though.
All right. We got a tie game. It's 6-6.
It's half small.
We discussed this.
Here's number 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the old gay festivals are the kids knocking on your forehead.
I'm going to say true.
That is false, I'm afraid.
God damn it.
In some Tibetan coming-of-age ceremonies, young men dab their foreheads with yak semen. That is not true.
Yeah, I probably would have known that.
Did you make that up?
Yes. All right, number 12.
Dave's fan.
Tie game, Brick. In the mid-50s, there is a small house, about 50, to minimize the forest.
Like the phrase in the 50s, there is a small house.
True.
Oh, that's false. The average lifespan of a domesticated yak is about 50 years and probably somewhat shorter in the wild.
Huh. That's pretty long, though, for a yak.
But it's a not false.
Oh. Well, that makes
it's
sense.
It's very long for a yak. It's more than 2.5 times as long as they tend to live. All right, still a tie game, 6-6, and here is number 13 out of 15. It's getting tight. Aaron, yaks have a variety of grapes, such as Asian, African, and American.
I'm going to say true.
That's true.
Is it just their variety of yaks?
Yaks belong to the same bovine family as the Asian water buffalo, the African buffalo, and the American bison.
Interesting.
Variety of grapes. All right, Brick, there's a big question for you. It produces about 1 ounce per year. This is one of the smallest rabbits that developed the German embarrassment.
False.
No, that's true.
Uh-oh.
A A yak produces a kilogram of fiber annually. That's about the same amount produced by a tiny German Angora rabbit. The German embarrassment.
A kilogram of, like, you mean like the hair, right? Like, a kilogram of fiber, is that what that means?
Fiber.
Yeah, like the hair that they're trimmed off of, or shaved from. Interesting.
All right, so we have a 7-6 game, and you've each gotten 7 questions. So I think, how are we going to do this? Because I have one extra. I didn't think about the math.
Arm wrestle.
All right, I'm going to read the EME, but don't say anything. If you have been released, pay your hand as a bird and stop. All right, now I'm going to read the real fact and just shout it out as soon as you think you know it. Mm-hmm. And the whoever gets it right first gets 2 points.
Mm.
All right, mm-hmm. You guys ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you guys nervous?
No.
I am.
Okay.
Okay. If a True. Yak... Aaron, what do you think?
I'm going to say false.
Yeah, it's false.
It's all right. I've already won one on a weird technicality.
What was the fact?
The fact was, if a yak charges at you, flap your arms like a bird and it will stop. That turns out not to be true. And Aaron wins the Yak Facts game.
Nice.
8-6, and there were 15 questions. What happened? You get some wrong. So
yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. There's a couple we didn't know at all.
Yeah,
we learned a lot in that game. I learned a lot more about yaks than I knew before.
What was your favorite yak fact?
The one that I thought was true, which was false, about them living to be 50 years old. I was really impressed by that. And very excited by the fact that yaks
have been a long time.
Yeah,
but I think you know the most about yaks now. Actually, I know the most about yaks.
Yeah,
after doing all the research,
you're the yak master.
You're the second yak. You're the yak master assistant.
Yep. We need to start a yak facts page.
Probably, yeah.
The Yak Fact?
Yeah. The Yak Fact full of Yak Facts?
We should start a new Tumblr. It's just theyakfact.tumblr.com.
Good idea.
Well, wonderful game. Thank you, Dave. I hope that everyone learned about yaks and is going to use that knowledge to better their lives and the lives of those around them. Talk to us on Twitter at yakbabies. Wait, what is it?
You can find us on Twitter at yakbabies.
Yeah.
That's good enough.
That's good. Yak babies yakking up. Oh.